story, maybe P was turning here, saying you. Yes, I'm talking to you, pointing at the reader and to myself. If we just wake up a little and make ourselves aware of what's really going on here, me existing, thinking, feeling, willing, doing. If I'm doing something in my daily life or right now, or have done, I can feel in here somewhere that, yes, this is not sustainable, this is not the right thing. But if that truth goes against my desires, what I want, or what I expect or have been taught I should, you know, that is reality, then I can ignore the facts and just continue living in my preferred version of reality. And some or other in my intelligence, or without using it at all, because this goes deeper, just convince myself, explain to myself that this is okay. And I'm speaking to you because chances are you do that too, and we all do that without even thinking about it. But not only that, entire civilizations do it, because we also do it in groups, and that's when it gets really, well, can lead us into very powerful illusions. Finding ourselves living in a social environment, a culture, civilization, whatever we want to call it, a society which is based on and built upon illusions, on realities, on sustainability, so something that has been created by someone or some, or by us as a group, because we're used to it, because that's what we've been doing, right, for so long, so that must be the thing. But it has been created, but not in the benign, good, sustainable way that you can maintain, and that is not maintained by stealing, by exploiting others, taking their resources, tricking them into working for you, you know, that kind of thing. Sustainability is a sign of, you know, we're getting closer to reality. That's the definition, really, of real and unreal. That the real is what lasts. Sattvic. And it is true, it's real. And there is the Asat. I'm talking Sanskrit from, this is teachings, you know, from ancient times, from India and elsewhere. That which doesn't last, which may seem very real now, yeah, look at our great opulences here. We are so great, you know, in the empire. People have been sitting saying that, many empires through history. But then because it's built on, generally, more often than not, I would say, stealing from others, exploiting the others. We are the strongest, we, you know, decide. We act only in our self-interest as a group. And some, you know, the empire even say that openly. Then it won't last. Just like this life won't last. And just as when the not forever lasting life we live here is coming close to the end, very close to the end, maybe minutes from it, we learn from psychology that there are ways that many people handle that. First, no, it's not happening. And then, you know, forgotten with fear, anger. And then finally, acceptance. So, at least now it seems to me that we here in the empire and its vassals, its colonies, are ignoring, denying. But, you know, becoming aware of reality starts with becoming aware of the actual situation, what's going on, and to learn to separate reality from illusion. So that's kind of where this Bhagavad Gita and these teachings of wisdom, which are very valuable, especially in times like these, they start there and they lead us that way, because that's where we best start and focus on our own consciousness, our own minds, how we think, how we act from that thinking. But it starts with that consciousness. And that's why Srila Prabhupada came to give what he called Krishna consciousness.